Welcome to SickCast, brought to you by Sick Research Institute, illuminating every path.
Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Civic Impact podcast series. My name is Jasleen Kaur, and I'm a research associate at SickRe. I'm joined here today by Garmin Kaur. Thank you for joining us, Garmin. Guru Fateh, how are you?
Thanks for the intro, Guru Fateh. Jasleen, I'm doing well.
Okay, great. I thought we could start off by maybe having you tell us a little bit about yourself, however you want to take that question, where you're from, etc., what you're doing now, maybe. And what your civic track history is.
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Carmen. I am living currently in Northern Virginia. I think I can call myself a recent grad. I graduated within the last year. I studied public health and public policy, and now I'm currently working for a federal consultancy on a project with the Department of Education. And I'm also a research assistant for a LGBT sectoral histories project currently. And in my free time, I like watching movies and spending time with my dog, Barney.
Amazing intro. Great. Yeah. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what civic track you took last year and like how you sort of found out about civic more generally?
So I actually found out about civic from a conversation with Jasleen.
That's me.
I reached out because I wanted to learn more about like your experience working for SickRe. And I remember it was like before the summer, so like probably like late spring, and you let me know that there, and I think like our conversation also evolved into like a conversation about like sick discourses in general.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a good opportunity for you to plug like a program called Civic where we actually like talk about some of these things. And then I looked more into it and I decided to apply. I applied specifically to the track SickKey 201 Religion and Revolution.
Yeah, I remember that conversation very well. Yeah, it was like we were kind of talking about everything under the sun, and I think it was like not just like our frustrations with certain, yeah, the way that certain conversations play out, but also just like the issues that are important to us. So yes, I plugged it, but it felt right. So yes, I'm glad you ended up applying. I guess my question is like what like made you pick 201 over like SickKey 101 or Gurbani 101? Like what was it about that particular track that really like spoke to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's interesting because like I think it was just like also an intuitive feeling of like, oh, I think I could benefit most from learning about like Sikh politics. And I also was like, I had just graduated college and I kind of wanted to continue more of like an academic study of SickKey, because in my university there weren't any like classes or opportunities to learn more about SickKey from like an academic lens, and I had like tried to incorporate it in some of the papers that I wrote for classes, but I didn't really have any like professors to go to who were like experts on like Sikh history and politics. And I know like with the farmers protests and like unrest in Punjab lately, I just thought it would be really valuable to have a deeper understanding of Sikh history specifically. And also, I think, like, one of the main ways that my Sikhi, like, influences me is through, like, my politics. So I wanted to just explore that further through that track.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, to let the listener in on a little thing is that Carmen and I both went to the same school for undergrad. So I'm with you there. Yeah, I also remember kind of trying to figure out how to incorporate that sort of research interest and like personal interest into my schoolwork. So yeah, that's really relatable. Yeah, I guess, what do I want to ask you next? I guess like, I was going to ask you about the like decision-making process, but it kind of seems like I was like, you should come. And you were like, okay. But yeah, maybe like, what were your feelings when you were like applying or deciding to apply? Because I know I've like told this story on probably every episode of this series, but like, I think the first time I applied, I was like 18. I went in 2012. And it was literally just like, okay, it's a summer before college. Like my siblings are going. I like really was not thinking much about it other than just like, it'll be like a nice thing for us to do together. And then when I went the second time, I actually, you know, I think I'd just gotten hired full time at Sikri. And her nursing was like, you got to take 201, like kind of get a feel for what that's like, because it'll be helpful when you start working. And so I was so nervous. Like, I think I spent a month worrying about it. And I was telling everyone on the last few podcasts, like, I made a list months in advance of like, okay, I'm going to read all of these things and I'm going to learn about all of these different things. It was an insane list. And I just felt like I couldn't go to Civic without like doing all this work ahead of time, because I was so worried about like being like not smart enough or like not good enough or like just generally not knowing enough to even engage in conversations there. And so I remember like freaking out about it for many months, and then like, but just worrying, not actually like doing anything about it. And then I think a couple of weeks before, so I like did my application, was super nervous about it. A couple of weeks before, I think I like really was so nervous in like a debilitating way, and then I finally got there and I was like, okay, we're here. We've made it. So all that is to say, like, it doesn't have to be as crazy as that, but like, did you go through any kind of like, yeah, back and forth internally, or like, were there nerves at all? Or were you just kind of like, yeah, this will be a good opportunity. And it wasn't like anything too nerve wracking. What was your,
yeah. I think, your experience is really relatable. I also experienced like some worries just because I hadn't been to like Sikh camps before. Plus like there was like worry about like, oh, maybe I won't be as like well read as some of the people, or like maybe I'm starting like from ground zero and everyone else is like a Sikh scholar, and it's like those feelings of doubt did like creep in. But it did help to like also just like ask you questions and just remember that, oh, there's probably other people who applied for this for the same reasons that I did, and there probably, you know, will be people who you know, are there to learn. And I think that's the whole point of it. It's like, don't have to know everything. You're there to like grow from the experience and learn from the experience. To the listener, I would definitely wouldn't worry too much about that. And I think like another thing that factored into the decision process was like 2 weeks is, I guess, would have been like a long time to stay at like a experience like this. So there was like a lot of like logistics involved in this decision making. Also, like, I knew some friends, or like a friend who had like gone to like boarding school in Punjab, and she was like, oh, I am worried like this like might like remind me of like my trauma from like boarding school and stuff. And then after I heard that from her, I was like, wait, I hope it's not like that bad. Thankfully none of that those like doubts deterred me from making the decision to go, and it all worked out.
I think part of what my worry was like I was thinking of it as a camp, and I didn't grow up going to camps. I think I like went to one when I was 14 and I was like, it's not for me. But I think that kind of like mindset is a little bit different. And I know we've talked in other episodes about that, but that's like why every time somebody's like, oh, it's a sick, like this is camp, all the civic facilitators are like, it's not a camp. It's a leadership retreat. Because it is a very different vibe, I think, from like the kinds of like youth camps that maybe people have experienced growing up. And it's not about kind of having sort of, yeah, having information fed to you as like, this is the right information. It's more, and this might be frustrating for people actually, it's more like, okay, you have that question, like here are some tools so that you can explore that question. Like, I'm not going to tell you the answer, you know? Because there isn't necessarily one answer. And so I think like, yeah, it's an interesting thing. Cause it's like for people who are expecting more of a didactic setting of like, they're gonna tell me what it is. It can either be like a pleasant surprise or it can be like deeply uncomfortable because we're like too used to that kind of way of operating and kind of engaging in these things. So yeah, I guess like a question I have about that is like, what you expected. Because for me, it was definitely like, I expected it to be like a sick camp and people telling me like, it is this way and not this way. Instead of like being more of like an open space to like kind of think through things together. What did you expect other than like boarding school?
Yeah, I know. That's a great question. And I think like what you said was very well put, like about how it wasn't really like a camp experience, even though I haven't really experienced SIG camps. I've just like heard the folklore, I guess, about I think for me, what I expected, like I think from the application materials, it was pretty like clear to me that it was like more so of like an experience that like hopefully would give me the framework to empower like myself to explore, you know, SIG on my own terms, but just like providing that space for like open discussion. But it wasn't like until like I talked to some people about like, oh, I'm going to this like leadership retreat, and then like I guess people brought their own experiences of like, oh, I had to go to like this Bible camp when I was like, you know, 15, and oh my gosh, like you're gonna be indoctrinated or you're gonna be this or that. I don't think it honestly was until I talked to other people about it, who didn't know like about the program, is I guess when the doubts started creeping in, which is interesting. But thankfully it was what I had initially thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it sort of experienced that way, where it's like you actually expected the thing that it would be, that it was, but everyone else was like, I don't know. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I've asked everybody like for memories from Civic, like stuff that they think of, and it can be specific or it can be kind of like a general part of like your experience there. But like, yeah, what kind of sticks out to you as an experience in the classroom and outside of the classroom, like, because I know that those are kind of two arenas of experience and learning at Civic, that people kind of talk about I mean, they talk about it every time we do a podcast, someone is like, but what really happens outside the class? So everybody likes to talk about both. Is there something that sticks out to you in terms of like memories from inside and outside the classroom? And it doesn't have to be specific. It can be like a vibe.
Yeah, I think inside of the classroom, the vibes were great. I think it was, I just remember, we had to do like a lot of readings, and it was like an open space to like ask questions about the readings and like unpack it together rather than like, you know, definitively saying like, oh, this author is right. We were able to like push back on the author's like conclusions, which I thought was like productive. As for like outside of the classroom, one memory that sticks out to me is like just the time in the Langer Hall. Like we, you know, ate all of our meals at the Langer Hall, and it was nice to like be able to like sit down to, like next to a new person and just like talk about their experience and like learn more about them. And I think that was like a great place to just learn about people's different like perspectives over a meal.
Yeah, I know, everybody loves the Langer Hall. It's like, it's such a good way to like foster community, is to like sit and eat together. And it helps, yeah, it's just nice to get to know people outside of your track too and kind of see where people are coming from. Ask you next. I think I wanted to talk a little bit about unlearning. Because yeah, I've sort of talked about this before, but like so much of what might be sort of emotionally exhausting might not be the word, but like emotionally difficult for people when they first come to Civic is that like there is a lot of sort of unlearning that we're asked to do. And I say we, like, not just the Civicers, but also even, like, facilitators every year. I think I unlearn something that I need to, yeah, unpack and kind of deal with. I think, like, every year I'm like, I wonder what it's going to be this year. And it can be uncomfortable because it's, like, we have all of our kind of understandings that are based on, like, how we grew up and, like, what sort of quote-unquote like version of Sikhi we were exposed to, and like so much of how anybody practices, not just like Sikhs, but how anybody practices their like religion or their like way of life is about sort of even the subculture in your house, right? Like everybody has kind of like different hues of Sikhi. So you know, for me, the first year the unlearning was a lot about just like trusting that I had a space there, that I like was qualified to be there, was qualified to like take part in these conversations. I was dealing with a lot of like feeling not good enough or not sick enough that year. And then I think when I went back the next year, it was about like unlearning the same sort of like things that I had experience coming my way of like people making judgments based on my appearance. Like I was also doing that, but just like was in denial about doing it. Of like, oh, I know your level of Sikhi, or I know what your politics are, I know, like I think I can understand who you are just like based on the vibe of your appearance, because we are such a community that has a, you know, a physical appearance that differs, and we correlate that to like, yeah, your like quote unquote level of adherence or your politics or et cetera, et cetera. And so I'd had the experience between the first and second civics of like people making those judgments about me. And I thought that I was above those judgments. And then I got to civic the second year and I met so many like Amritdharis who were like, well, it goes the other way too, right? Like we do this to each other. And I think that was a really important thing for me to unlearn that year, because it wasn't just like that I was saying, okay, like if you look a particular way, you're going to have particular politics or a particular way of doing Sikhi. I think it actually like made me feel like when I was making those judgments, I would be like, okay, well, we can't, there's no way we could, you know, see eye to eye, which was crazy. I mean, that was a crazy way to be. And I don't think I like really even registered that I was doing that. And so, yeah, I don't know. That's a very long-winded way of saying, I'm wondering like what for you, if anything, like you maybe were sort of unpacking as like something that you needed to like work to unlearn. And like, what was it? Was it hard? Was it easy? How did that look? Yeah.
Thank you for that. I think there's like so many things that I was like unlearning, relearning during that time.
Yeah.
I think like one of the things, I guess like preconception, maybe that I like grew up with just like not having a lot of Sikh community is that like, oh, maybe that's just not in the like cards for me, or like, oh, maybe I don't know, like I guess it's kind of like similar to your feelings about like not belonging, or like maybe we just won't get along, like or something like that. But then I think like that experience like made me realize that, oh, there's like a lot of people out there like with like similar questions as me, and like that you know, won't judge me based on like, you know, how I look or make assumptions about like how I practice the Sikhi, stuff like that. I think like another thing that I unlearned, relearned, I don't know how to describe it, but like I remember like also just feeling like intimidated about like some things, like even like for example like touching the Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and I remember like Sant Birbir Ji being like, oh, like you should like feel like empowered to like interact with your guru, and like I think that was something that I remember to this day, just because like I don't know, I maybe just like grew up feeling intimidated, or oh, maybe only like some people can like deserve to interact with like the guru more closely or something like that. Yeah, I think that's another thing, and I'm sure there's many more that could come to mind.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's interesting, because I think that always makes me emotional. I remember one of the times that I was at Civic, and I think there were, it was like an interesting group, but there were a lot of people who came that year who like didn't have kind of, yeah, didn't have that experience of like even interacting with the Guru Granth Sahib in that way. And I remember Jaspreet, who was there, she was doing like, yeah, the Divan coordination and stuff. She had everybody, she was like, we're going to do like a session. And she had everybody come into the Divan hall and like sit in front of the Guru Granth Sahib and just like touch it, and like turn the pages and like feel like that's your right, which is such a crazy thing to say now, but like, it was really powerful and like really moving. And we ended up like doing it every year since then, because I think, yeah, maybe we didn't realize that there are like people who are like, well, I can't do that. Like, that's not, you don't see people like me doing that, you know, like it's that kind of rhetoric or narrative that we feed ourselves. So that was a big thing too. And I think, you know, going off of that a little bit, like, I think so much about the Divans at Civic, like even when I'm not there, like in between the like year, because it is like such a place of reverence, yes, but that doesn't mean it has to be such a place of like formality. And I think that maybe we confuse those things. And so like I remember like the first time being at Civic and we were like having open discussion in the Divan Hall. I was like, this feels like weird that we're doing this, just like talking and laughing, like, and just like having a conversation in the Divan Hall in front of the Guru Granth Sahib about like the hukam, or about like what we thought about that day, or about the vocab word we picked. And it's like, it was so different from any experience I'd ever had in like a Nivan setting. And I think about that all the time still, because like, we talk so much about like the Gurdwara as like a place of learning, and like that is our history. And I think at Civic, that was like the first time that I was like, oh, this is like, these kinds of like discussions and like thinking through things together, actually like dwelling as a Sangat on the hukam, like that felt like so powerful to me and like moving. And I just like, when I don't have that, like when I leave Civic, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that again, where we just like are thinking through things together and like laughing, like there's no problem like laughing and joking around and like thinking together, you know. So I think that's like a big thing too, is like even unlearning like what I thought a like prop, quote unquote, proper Devon looked like, which is not to say that it was improper, right? But it was like, you know, this like formality that we've kind of taken to be law. It was like such a big deal to me. Yeah, anyway, I don't know if you had that. Did you have that experience, or was that like something that you were used to? I don't know. I always find it really incredible.
Yeah, I can definitely resonate with everything you just said. Like, I think it kind of goes to show like maybe what like Gurdwaras could be like,
yeah.
Like potential for like reflection and joy and like, you know, joking around or like talking to each other like about like what we think and not just like sitting there maybe with the somber expression, like not to say that that's like, not to like you know, shade Gurdwaras. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah.
But I think like it's not definitely not something I was used to, like, I guess being able to like reflect openly and like unpack you know, the activities of Devon.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that it is something like I wish I had like in the day to day like space to do that.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I guess, I mean, the last question I wanted to ask is like a little bit dramatic, which I've said every episode too, which is like, how did attending Siddhik change your life? But I guess another way to say that is like, what, yeah, how has it changed your like day to day? And that can be in like internal things like thoughts, perceptions, etc. How you like understand what you believe and like stand for, something like more internal, or it could be tangible, like material. Yeah, like how do you feel like it's changed things?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm sure there's like ways that it's changed things like I don't even realize or like wouldn't even be able to name. I feel like I'm still honestly unpacking the experience, or maybe I like haven't dedicated enough like time to like unpacking it. But yeah, I think like, you know, unlearning like those like, I guess, limited beliefs or preconceptions is like one way it's impacted me. So like, I think I do feel like more empowered, like if I went to the Gurdwara, like I don't know, I just like feel more empowered to like be involved and like interact with the Guru Granth Sahib Ji more. Also, like, I think maybe before Siddhik, like, I wouldn't be, like, inclined to, like, join a lot of, like, discussions or, like, discourses amongst, like, maybe if, like, we're around a bunch of, like, Sikh people who are, like, talking about some Sikh issue, like, maybe I wouldn't be inclined to join due to, like, those, like, limiting beliefs of, like, oh, I don't really belong in this conversation. Like, also, I just think, like, there are, like, maybe, you know, in the Gurdwaras, we don't see, like, a lot of, like, women participating in these conversations or, like, leading or these activities are, like, in, like, politics in Punjab, too. So I just think, like, there's, like, a lot that goes into play in like feeling like safe and empowered to like speak up. But I think like, and so like, of course like Siddiq didn't solve all of those issues, but I do think I feel like a little more empowered to like say my own opinion on like different issues, because like I have like engaged in those discussions like at Siddiq and learned like different like frameworks, like the Gurmukh framework, for unpacking like different issues.
Yeah, I think that's really, you know, I've actually never thought of that, like the like feeling empowered in Sikh spaces in that way of like, maybe because it's also like a thing that is constantly changing within me, but like I just have never thought of like even the I think you're on to something, even like comfort level in Sikh spaces changed for me after that. And I remember telling, I think I was telling Simi in one of the episodes, like, it wasn't that I became 100% comfortable. It wasn't that I like left Siddiq and I was like, I'm just gonna like show up to these places. I'm gonna feel so comfortable being there and like taking up space, as they say. But it was more like, I am going to expect that I'm going to feel uncomfortable and I'm going to like be okay with that. And kind of be okay with it in a way where it's like, I'm okay with it because I know that like most people feel this kind of discomfort. I think that was a big thing for me at Siddiq, is like Sikhs from all backgrounds with all kinds of like understandings of their Sikhi, with all kinds of like parts of their journey that they were on, with all kinds of like external physical appearances, the like thread that was so common was like, oh, I feel insecure about this, and I feel I can't say this, and I feel like I can't be in this place. Like, no matter who they were, where they came from, it was like crazy how common that thread was. And I think a lot of times we like tell ourselves that we're like the only ones who like feel this way. Like, maybe one day we'll meet somebody else who feels this way. And it's like, we all do in some way. And it's just like what we do with that discomfort that changes over time. Because I think we're always going to be a little bit uncomfortable, especially as women in certain spaces. But I do think that like something changes, and not to like sound cliche, but like the more that like women or people who are marginalized in other ways come into those spaces and kind of work through their discomfort and stay and participate, the easier it makes, you know, for somebody, it makes somebody else's sort of process, because they see somebody else doing that, right? Like, it's this domino effect. So in a weird way, I do think that like all of these like people from all over like gathering at this like hub for 2 weeks, that's something that's better than boarding school. Like having that experience, knowing that about each other, knowing that that insecurity is like common to all of us, and then leaving to go back to their communities, it like makes us more like generally more compassionate to each other, and generally more sort of on the lookout in our own communities of like, okay, who can I pull into this? Like, how do I, if I'm feeling this way, somebody else is feeling this way, how do we like come together and like work through that? And that can look like tons of different things. It doesn't have to be like just in the form of like somebody speaking at an event, right? Like, it could just be like, I'm at the Gurdwara and we're having a conversation about Punjab politics or something, and I see somebody sitting over there, and I'm like, do you want to come? Like, let's all, you can even just sit and listen, right? Like, we're having this community sort of experience. And I think like that's a tangible thing that I've continued to like feel from Siddiq, because in the beginning it was very much like, I'm the only one who feels bad. And it's like, no, that's a pretty human thing. Yeah, I think that's a really good one. And I think like the things that are maybe more direct is like, I've definitely felt more sort of like empowered to vocalize what I think about Bani and, you know, Sikh history and all of these things, where it's like before I would just kind of be like, I'm just going to keep that to myself. Like, I don't know if it's right. And it's like, well, it's not about being right, especially not with Bonnie. Like, it's about how you're internalizing it, like what you think in this moment. So I've been really grateful for like that space. Because the listeners will know now that like we have like a little Bonnie WhatsApp group where we talk about Bonnie and like send each other links and stuff. And it's like such a nice thing to have. And it keeps us from just like allocating to one or two days the process of like thinking about Shabbat, you know. So that's been really nice. That's been a tangible outcome from last Siddiq. Yeah, is there anything else you want to say? Anything you want to say for the people who are still on the fence about like not sure if they want to apply? Any words of encouragement?
Yeah. First of all, like retweet to everything that you just heard. I definitely resonate with that feeling. I definitely like remember the like moments of vulnerability at Siddiq, like when, you know, other people like shared their experiences, maybe like not feeling super comfortable in like different sick spaces. And yeah, I think that like kind of commiserating over those experiences has like definitely stuck with me. Like you said, like even if I like go to the Gurdwara and like I just like sit there, I don't say anything, like maybe in that sense, like nothing's changed, but like afterward, maybe I feel like, oh, maybe I can like call up a friend and like talk about it, and like we can like probably think about what was said, even if like maybe I still don't feel like I can say it in the moment. And yeah. I think like that, like seeking out more like spaces for, I realize how important it is to like seek out those moments of like reflection and like have like community to talk about those things with. So yeah, I think that was another way like I take those experiences in my day-to-day. And I guess, dear listener, if you're on the fence, I of course like encourage you to go and you know, just take it as like another experience and like, you know, take things with a grain of salt and like always like, you know, don't expect to like this experience to like give you the answers to life, but just take it. What am I trying to say? Like, I think there are like other ways, like even if you don't get the answers to life, like you can like meet people and also like just gain more confidence maybe in engaging with Siddiq.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, you're definitely not gonna get the answers to life, Siddiq, but you will get tools to think through things, and I think that's probably pretty valuable. I think that's probably maybe more valuable. Let's see. I would echo that and say, if you're on the fence about applying, you know, think about what it is that you want from your summer. It's only 2 weeks. It's actually not that long. And speak to the people who know you and see if maybe like that kind of trepidation is just coming from a place of, you know, anxiety, or if it's like actually like, I don't know, I don't think I actually want to go, because a lot of the time it's just that anxiety about, yeah, not being sick enough or not being the right kind of sick to be in that space. I think if you have any questions, you can email us at admin@sikri.org or community@sikri.org. And you can start filling out your application. If you have any questions, you can shoot them that way. And you can find out more about Civic at www.sicri.org/civic. Sorry, I almost forgot the URL. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Carmen, for telling us about your experience. That was great. And this is our last episode of the series. So hopefully we will see you this summer. Waiguruchika khalsa, waiguruchiki fate.
You are listening to SickCast by Sick Research Institute, illuminating every path.